How poor planning leads to data privacy disasters. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Recent business history is replete with costly mistakes regarding the handling of customer information. The federal government hit data broker ChoicePoint with a $25 million fine over insecure customer data protection practices. AOL exposed detailed online habits of 500,000 customers. And Yahoo executives face an embarrassing congressional grilling after the company turned over customer data to the Chinese government. According to a new report by the American Civil Liberties Union of Northern California, companies fail to take privacy and free speech issues into account when they design new products and services. Technology and Civil Liberties Policy Director Nicole Ozer says companies need to bake privacy and security into their operations early on.
Facebook has dealt with this issue time and time again, and there have been major consumer displeasure with Facebook. When Facebook created its Beacon advertising plan, it disclosed information about people buying engagement rings on other sites, things that people about birthday gifts that people had purchased. And this information was being used in ways that consumers never intended it to be used. So one of the major problems is that companies are collecting and storing too much information about users, and they're disclosing this information in ways that users never intended.
And it's not necessarily from some sort of sinister motive. It's often just that companies don't really think too much about the data that they're collecting, right? So what is your message to companies as they develop new internet products and services about thinking about these issues ahead of time?
There's a cost to collecting data. Most companies think the more data that they collect, the better. But the reality is, there are expensive storage costs. If the government or a third party comes knocking, you may be forced to be between the government demand and your customer's privacy.
So what's a good example of a company that got burned because they did not adequately think about privacy when they were coming up with their great new product or service?
So in YouTube's database, there is information about millions of people and the videos that they watched. When YouTube was sued for copyright infringement, the company Viacom demanded that YouTube turn over all of this information. YouTube had this information in their database about what millions of people are watching. And when Viacom came knocking, the judge ordered YouTube to turn it over.
And so the mistake was a privacy policy that was not well thought out. Is that what you're saying?
YouTube's problem was that they didn't think about the implications about collecting data about who people are and what they're viewing online. If YouTube had done more thinking about, you know, if millions of people use our site and watch sensitive information, we maybe should do more anonymization. We should retain the data for less time. We should have stronger disclosure requirements. But with all of that just sitting in their database, when a third party came knocking, it was very hard for YouTube not to turn it over.
Nicole Ozer with the ACLU of Northern California. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.